chord. My voice is my father in homeroom at 13. Muted. Minus two words. Thank you. The only in English he knew. Like the switch got flipped to Spanish, and I'm sifting my memory for shadows folded into syllables that ghost my throat. My father's happenstance gratitude and lonely adolescence now haunt my larynx. My throat is a Catholic school hallway, crowded with scar tissue and silence. Everything becomes my musicless throat, the labyrinth of concrete above me, crack plates stacked on the kitchenette's heaving chest, an unplanned window in the hem of my love's plaid skirt, spittle of ice through the haze of dusk in late December. I try to make friends with the silence, hold its endless weight, tell myself it is another kind of song. And this, after a life spent filling its bottomless silo with noise, each time we moved, and I had no one to call or share my boredom with, I would invite invented friends into my bedroom. I would coax them into my dreams to listen, and they would sit quietly by the dresser and let me speak. But now I cannot do anything but rest my ear against the widening gut of that hollow drum of silence. Imagine what I will not be able to hear from my own mouth for another week. There is no proof I will ever again speak, ever offer the tuned vibrations of my electric breath to a room, gorged wall to wall with the lustrous splendor of listening. I feast on a banquet of steam, toast with a trio of trills, yawn my soft palate into grace, start with 1 minute of sound, then 2, 4, then 8, rebuilding the locomotive of stubborn flesh that pistons tremors through my sacred jaw. I am a child's toy, learning to produce a single note. I am sheet music, bound to the shaky hand of a blind man, straining his memory for chords that just minutes ago rose up through his torso like a flourish of color and foliage in spring. The chord in my throat that is hemorrhaged from misuse is the same instrument I must trust with my life to jumpstart my stalled vocal folds and guide my flawed body back into the world I have abandoned. Faith is a sanguine apparition I move my lips towards, like a reed I am wetting in preparation for sound. It begins as a soft rumble that undresses its pinched frequency, rattles kinetic like a neutron's frenetic swell of current, and then finally it's there. Full-bellied thunder, boundless and unbroken.